Welcome back to Above and Beyond with Laura Smith. Today, Dr. Carmen Hara is with us, giving wonderful readings. I want to remind you, CarmenHara.com is her website, H-A-R-R-A, CarmenHara.com. And so we will go back to the phones because you've all been incredibly patient. And why not go down to Florida because that's where Carmen is. Beth, we're on with you next. Hi, Beth.
Hi, good morning. Thank you, Carmen and Laura, for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Laura, I'm going to miss your beautiful voice. You are always very part of my routine in the morning. You have such a pretty voice to listen to.
Oh, thank you very much.
I'll keep track of you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Beth.
Yes. Well, I just want to have a question. I am very content in my life in all aspects except my marriage has really been, I guess, not how I envisioned it to be. And I just, last year was incredibly difficult, and I was just curious at what this year might bring.
Okay, now this is the year when you have to make decisions. Remember that. And
yes.
If you don't mind telling me the month and the day of your birth, not the year, I want to see if this is the year to change it or start fresh. Let's see where you are right now. What's the day and the month?
May 3rd.
May 3rd. Okay. Now, you're coming to an end of cycle of this marriage in many ways, which says if you decide to put an end to this marriage, then it will be for good anytime between May all the way down to 2009. If you decide to work it out and you said, I want to work it out, then you're going to be in this marriage for many years to come. So it comes down to your decision. It's very karmic, this marriage. In other words, there are many lessons that you're supposed to learn. Do you agree with me?
Yes.
And you have to introspect whether you were able to learn the lessons that you were supposed to learn. According to me, just based on this May 3rd, the husband that you have now may not be the only karma that you have to work on. So in other words, some of us are born to experience not only one marriage and not only one karmic relationship. So in your case, there still can be something else if you
okay.
choose to go through the experience. Have
okay.
you thought about letting go of this marriage and having a new beginning?
Yes, I have. I have.
That's going to happen. It's very hard to say something like this because, as I said, it comes down to your free will. But
yes.
you have to understand there must be a reason of this call because it's very significant for you to know where you are right now, and this is the time if you want to end it. There cannot be a better time because then it's going to be a real end. You know, people go back and forth to each other for years. You will
right.
reach a stage in saying that this is it for me and I'll be able to move on, in you which you will, and you will meet someone else with a W name as of the end of this year, beginning of the next year, most likely 2009. There is a fresh new start. You will remarry a man who has a son in college, or he has a son that is around 18, 19, something like that. And this is someone who I really think is also was supposed to be part of your life. So it's someone who has a karma with you from a past life. Now, I'm telling you a lot of stuff in just a matter of a minute, you know?
Yes.
Try to remember, write down some of the stuff. Connect with me. Your emails to me will be free, so please feel free to call, email, and whatever, because I just want to help you. I want to know where you are 8 months
right.
later, a year and a half later, because you definitely go through a big transition, a lot of major changes. They are necessary. It's okay to let go. That would be my advice.
Okay. That's been because I have two small children, I've really been struggling with that part of it, so.
That's a big struggle, you know what I mean? And me as a therapist, and I do marriage therapy, counseling people, couples that should work on their marriage, my advice as a therapist would be try to fight, try to stay, especially for your kids. But sometimes when you see there's nothing you actually can do, it's not even healthy for those kids. So
right.
you just have to think which stage you are in your life, you know, when is the time to do it, and if you have the strength to do it, and if your kids will be okay. So try to look at every single details of it, but just that psychic instinct that tells me where you are in your life and what's going to happen makes me feel that, no, this might come to an end, that there is a new beginning, and your kids might have another father figure, but that would be for their own good.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. Well, that's interesting to know, and I appreciate that so much. And where are you in Florida, Carmen?
I mean, in Hollywood, near Fort Lauderdale.
Okay. Okay.
Come visit.
Excuse me?
Come visit.
You never know. I took your email down as well, so I appreciate it so much. I thank you.
Beth,
I love you, my dear.
Yes.
And my husband.
Oh, thank you.
All the very best to you.
Going through.
Yes.
I appreciate it. So thank you so much. You guys have a beautiful day.
You too. Many best wishes. Yes, to you and your children. Wonderful.
Thank you.
Thank you, darling. Sometimes the news isn't easy, but change isn't easy. As we've been talking about this morning, change isn't easy, but sometimes it's for the greater good. Annette in Louisiana, good morning, dear.
Morning, Laura. Good morning, Carmen.
How are you?
Hi, my dear.
Good morning. Laura, I just want to say real quick, you are so loved, and you are on a new adventure, and I am excited for you.
Oh, Annette, thank you. Thank
you're
you
so
for
welcome.
I love that. That's you've made my, you and all these wonderful people, you're making my day, truly. This is I feel so supported. Thank you for that. Oh,
you're
my goodness.
You're so welcome.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. Carmen, my question for you. I feel that I'm going to be called to do something, and I'm in that phase where nothing's actually happening, but I think I feel it in my body in some kind of way to help either teenage children deal with their feelings, you know, the problem with drugs and kids that are just wandering around in so much pain, and even maybe women, you know, single women, single mothers. I don't have to work, so, you know, I recently in the last year and a half was able to quit my job, and so, you know, I don't have an 8-to-5 job. I'm certainly busy taking care of, you know, just people in my life that you know, my children, they're all grown, but I still do things for them. So I'm very busy, but I feel like there's something else I need to be doing, and I don't know what it is, and I don't know how to get it started, or can you help me with that?
Yes, I feel that you will get a very important call or a very important contact that will guide you through this process as we're moving into May, and May 9th and May 15th comes to my mind. So during that week period, you know, when you feel it right now, you know, and then you come to the awareness, wait a minute, it's just happening to me. Something
right.
that has to be with you getting involved in with a big group of people into something that becomes your mission. It's almost like you ended a chapter of your life. You don't want to go there. That job is no more for you, and you just realize there's something else I need to accomplish, and you will suddenly accomplish something big. And something big and beautiful, because it helps the people out there. Exactly like Laura helps the world with her show, you will help everybody with your ideas, with your intention, with being committed to something bigger than life. It's because helping kids, helping all the people out there, what's more beautiful than that? So definitely that is, and woman with the name Nancy is someone who you don't know who's going to come into your life. Feel free to tell me about her in the future. There's something that might have to do with the West Coast, even San Francisco. There might be a trip in the future that you don't know yet, but you will just go there, and it's going to be interesting the way your life will unfold. All the way down to the end of this year, you will be completely in your mission, taking charge and being excited. A lot of traveling this year, going places for this reason. And I want to tell you, you definitely on the right track, and your feelings of telling you what's going to happen for you are so accurate. It's amazing.
Okay. Well, I feel it, but I don't see a vision, and so I don't know. But I know that that I want to contribute and I want to help, and you will help so much.
Do you mind telling me which day you're born and which month?
March 30th.
March 30th. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, it's so interesting. My mom was born March 30th. So much energy, so much creativity, so much. You're so determined to make things happen. You're such a powerful woman. You know, you're such a force. And I think it's all coming to a point when you have the name Charles comes to me. Then anybody with this name,
who, what name? I'm sorry,
Charles.
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 Yes.
I had a friend named Charles that I dated a long time ago, but I mean I haven't seen him or been around him. So unless
you might
there's
hear
another...
from him something about this person that seems to be out of your life and is resurfacing, there's something about that that comes to my mind. It might not have anything to do with your mission, but I want you to pay attention of that woman I mentioned, and I want you to know that you're in a very interesting year, the year of introspecting, the year of transformation, the spiritual transformation is happening to you because you're moving to what is considered to be the year of God, because you're in the year seven, the year of meditating, traveling, examining things that happened to you in the last 15 years, the year of peace, the year of wisdom, the year of making major changes in your career, I mean, in terms of your dharma, your mission on earth.
Right.
But you will continue to stay in the same home, but you will travel a lot. So it's a fantastic year for you.
And
yes.
What do you think she can do? Just and we'll briefly, and then we'll move on to another person. But I just want to. Can she, if you write, if she writes, will it come clear to her, or is this just over the next couple of months? It'll start becoming very clear because I know she's looking for clarity.
It's very clear. And I mentioned the very moment we're in the month of May, it's going to be very clear for her. But she has such a, she's so gifted. There's a creative energy. You know, it might very much be. I'm 100% sure, actually, of this that she will end up by writing something. It's exactly like you go to a journey and then you want to write the experience.
Right.
Okay.
And there is a woman helping you, another one that the one that I help that with an L name, who's going to help you write something here. So it's an interesting time of your life, and you seem to succeed more than you did in the last 12.
Okay.
All right, darling. Well, good luck so much
Thank
with
you
that.
Thank you so much.
And
Laura, I'm sending light, love, harmony, blessings. I know that there's just so much good for you. I know
I
that.
Think, and I know the exact same for you. I thank you.
Thank you.
You're going to change the world, and I know. And helping teenagers is, like, for me, that's such an amazing thing. Thank you for doing what you're going to do because it's going to be wonderful.
Well, thank you. God bless both of you.
You too.
You too.
Much
Bye-bye.
Love. Much love. Jane in Michigan, we're going to go to you next. What's your question for Carmen, dear?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. Hi, Carmen. Hi, Laura.
Hi.
Hi, my dear Jane.
Hi. I originally started off with a question about my career, which is going to end in the next 2 months. But as I'm sitting on the phone, I started to wonder more about my, I guess, my love life. It's not, I don't particularly have one right now. I went through a divorce a few years ago, and I have a young child. But I'm starting to wonder if it's if that's on the horizon.
And we have 2 minutes, Carmen, just
okay,
so you know,
do
dear.
Okay, there is a new man coming your way who's very close in age. So there is a new man coming in your life. He's tall, brown, light hair. He was married before. He doesn't have kids. He was briefly married. You will remarry, my dear friend, absolutely. This man wears glasses, though he's very young. I have a very clear image of him. His name starts with a G or a James, a James or James or Jim or something like that. I do know that this man you will marry. I know this is a perfect time to do it in the next 2 years from now on. I know you're going to have another child. You're not meant to have only one child, so there is another child in your life. There's another baby. And I think your career was also changed. Not right now. Hold on to it till the summer. There is a reason in waiting. But overall, this is an interesting year because it brings a lot of things that you've been waiting for that couldn't happen last year. It couldn't happen. This is the year to see them happening.
Oh, that's incredible. Thank you.
I love you, my sweet friend.
Thank you so much, Jane. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Lots of love.
Thank you.
So thank you. I'm so sorry, Jennifer and Jackie, we couldn't get to you today. But tomorrow, Zenobia will be on. Zenobia Simmons, she was on America's Psychic Challenge, and she did very well on that show, and she's been on before, and she's a delightful young lady. So by all means, Jackie and Jennifer, call up tomorrow and get a reading. But in the meantime, Dr. Carmen Hara, my dear friend, dear, dear, dear friend, and the friend to all these people who you have poured yourself out onto just so generously over the past several months of this show, for the last 8 months or whatever. Thank you for being part of this family and for helping all of us and sending your love. Thank you. And teaching us.
Well, I love you, Laura. Your voice will be heard more than ever. You know, you're doing an amazing job. God bless you.
So are you.
I know it's all for your own good and for everybody listening. This show will continue and we'll do better.
Thank you, my lovely Carmen. And Carmen, you have a radio show still, right?
I do. What? I really do.
They
and
can find...
email me, you know?
Yes.
I will answer your email. It's free. I am your friend forever. I'm here. I love you, Laura, and I hope to talk to you soon.
You are such an angel. We love you, too. CarmenHara.com. Definitely find out how to connect with the wonderful lady that you've been listening to today. As I said, tomorrow, Zenobia Simmons will be on. We love you so much. Thank you for your support. The Lazy Environmentalist is up next. God bless everybody.